And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Talking Baseball on this Sunday, and happy Father's Day to everyone out there. You know, I always like to say something about Father's Day. It's not only for the folks who have a dad at home, but for those who don't have a dad at home and have someone in their lives that substitute for their father. It could be a coach, it could be a friend, it could be an uncle, a cousin, it could be a neighbor down the block, it could be a coach in Little League, whatever it may be. That father figure in your life is important, and we celebrate that father today. It could be a grandpa, a grandma, or even a mom who has to substitute in for being a father. So we welcome everybody, and we acknowledge everybody, and we honor everyone in those situations today on this Sunday. So baseball coming up. The Giants go to sweep the Pirates and try to finish off this three-game series. The first two games, two-run affairs and two very different games. Friday night, Carlos Rodon with a very, very nice, neat 2-0 game for 8 innings, and Duvall ended it. And then on Saturday, it took 3 hours and 53 minutes, about 400 pitches, before 26,041, and the Giants came away with a 7-5 victory over the Pirates. And this was a game they had to grind it out. And you talk about this team being a grinder and not chasing and taking their walks and doing the things that you have to do to win. And they did them on Saturday. The Giants got 9 walks from the Pirates, very similar to the Kansas City game that we saw earlier in the week. And the Giants took advantage of all that. So they beat the Pirates 7-5. The Giants go to 37-27, and Pittsburgh goes to 25-39. The Giants with 64 games played, that means we have 98 more in this 2022 baseball season. For the Giants, Alex Wood got the win. He goes to 5-5. Crow takes the loss out of the bullpen. He goes to 3-4, and Duvall comes in, as I said, and he gets save number 11 and his second in 2 days against the Pirates. For Alex Wood, he took the Giants into the sixth inning, 5 1/3 for him. 6 hits, 4 runs. A homer to Diego Castillo, a big 3-run shot that put Pittsburgh ahead. We'll talk about that in a second. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and he did throw 95 pitches in the game. For Luis Quintana, he did a good job and left with the lead and turned it over to a Pirate bullpen that within 1 inning gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks, and took a 4-3 Pirate lead into a 6-4 Pirate deficit that they never came back from. But Quintana, 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, a couple of home runs, 2 more home runs for the Giants. Slater, number 4, a shot to dead center. And Flores, in the first inning, just blasted one to left. 2 more solo home runs. That means the last 10 home runs for the Giants have been solo home runs. So Quintana, the 2 homers, 3 runs, as I say, and 2 walks and 5 strikeouts there. And he did leave with a 4-3 lead. All right, the Giants now on the road. They are 18-13. Pittsburgh at home, they are 13-19. The Giants finally get a winning record against the National League Central. They go to 7-6 with many more to go. In June, the Giants now are 10-6. And they're really, when you look at their last couple of weeks, they're 9-3 in their last 12. They are 13-6 in their last 19, and they've won 8 of 9. So this ball club is doing everything it's got to do to win against teams it must beat, including the Dodgers. And whether it was Colorado losing a couple of games there, but coming back and taking 2 or 3 from Kansas City and winning a series against the Pirates. It was 6 straight series. The Giants had not won against Pittsburgh before clinching it on Saturday with their 7-5 win. Runners in scoring position, still a little bit of a problem for the Giants, 4-for-14. Pittsburgh was 2-for-5. The starters for the Giants in June are now 6-2. And the earned run average didn't get hurt too much by Wood today. As I say, 5 1/3 for him, 4 runs given up, and the earned run average for the team went up a little bit on Saturday, but not too much to worry about. A quick look at some of the scoring today. Flores started off in the first inning with a home run and put the Giants up 1-0. Then the Pirates came back with a Hayes hit, a Chavez single, and a sacrifice fly by Castillo. He drove in all the runs, and that tied it up 1-1. The Giants then went ahead 2-1, and that was Flores, of course, his home run. And then in the third inning, Casale draws a walk, another walk to Slater, and a nice base hit by Darren Ruff put the Giants up 2-1. And then the Pirates struck back, and this was in the third inning. And this is Wood's shakiest inning. A double for Hayes, a strikeout by Reynolds, a walk to Chavez, and Diego Castillo hit that home run. It is only his fourth of the year, a three-run shot, 418 feet, and there was no doubt about it. And that put the Pirates up 4-2. Giants came back 4-3, and that was on the home run by Slater. And then in the sixth inning, the Giants really showed why they are the Giants and the Pirates are the Pirates. In that sixth inning, they had Quintana come out and get the first out, and then they started to manage. Derek Shelton brought in Will Crow with the 4-3 lead. He has pitched well this year, and bang, Estrada single. Belt comes in and pinch hits for Wins, and Wins is out of the game now, and Casale's the only catcher who's really available other than the emergency catcher of Estrada. So Bell pinches for Wins, and he gets a walk. What else? Crawford then comes through with a base hit to tie the game. Casale, a walk, and Yastrzemski now pinch hits for Slater, as the Giants do. That platooning works, and he gets the sacrifice fly, and they go up 6-4. In the seventh inning, old friend Chris Stratton comes in. He walks a couple. Double to Luis Gonzalez, who's having a great series against the Pirates. And that puts the Giants up now 6-4. And Daniel Vogelback, we talked a lot about him with Ken Maka on the Saturday pregame, just crushes a pinch hit home run in the eighth inning to make it 6-5. And then the Giants against Heath Embry. And Heath Embry, another part of this Pirate bullpen that just cannot do anything right. He ends up giving the run up in the ninth inning. It's a double by Crawford, who drove in two big runs on the day. And the Giants go up 7-5. And after that, it was Camilo Duval coming in and ending it with another tremendous save for him. As Bruce Jenkins and I talked about it, I think the time has come for Camilo Duval. There is no problem with him. He can get the job done. And that is absolutely the story for the San Francisco Giants. 7-5 over Pittsburgh as we celebrate this Father's Day weekend. Very quickly, as we look at some of the games today, Minnesota, Arizona, Archer and Kelly there, Bieber and Heaney, that is Cleveland and the Dodgers, and San Diego and Colorado, that is Snell and Sensatella. So we'll see what happens there. Giants going to Atlanta on Monday. Anderson and Hendricks on Sunday, as the Braves have lost two straight to the Cubs. Miami and the Mets, it's Alcantara against Bassett. Bassett very good at home. And Alcantara, of course, he is one of the best pitchers in the league, so we'll see what happens there. So that's just a quick look at some of the top games of the day. All right, more coming up as we take a look at the pitching matchup and what today holds in this game against the Pirates. It's time now for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, for the Giants, a much-needed pitcher is back off the injured list, the disabled list this morning, and that is Alex Cobb. The right-hander is back. He's been out with a neck strain. 34 years old, 183 major league games. This is his 183rd start. He was a fourth-round pick way back in 2006 by Tampa Bay. Made his major league debut in 2011, so he has been around. This year, 3-2 with a 573 earned run average. The whip is 1.49, but this is the one pitcher in baseball who has pitched much better than the numbers. And you'll see a little bit when we go through this this morning. This is his first start in June. He's been on the injured list for the whole month here. He's 66 and 62 lifetime with all those games in the big leagues. Eight games this year for the Giants, and it's the hitters have a 756 OPS against him. Now, 37 and two-thirds innings, 44 hits, but a lot of those hits are soft hits. 29 runs, 3 homers, that's one every 12 innings, very good, and 12 walks and 47 strikeouts. That's almost a 4-to-1 ratio. So the lack of home runs and the good walk-to-strikeout ratio gives him a good FIP number, as they like to say in analytics, and his intended earned run average is much less than 5.73 when you look at the things that he can control. Batting average against for him is .289. Lefties, 20 for 64. That's a .313 average. Righties, 24 for 88. That's .273, and they've got all the home runs against them. Three games away. Now, the earned run average is big, .619. And that's against Cincinnati in that ballpark there. Colorado, I don't have to tell you about that. And the one game he had against the Mets when he got hurt the first time. When he puts the first pitch in play, and this is like a veteran, they jump on him easily. 13 for 26. Wow. That's a .500 batting average with 2 home runs there. You can run on him so far. 5 stolen bases, no caught stealing. And I'm sure the Pirates will be aggressive if they can today. Runners in scoring position, 13 for 42. That's a .310 average with 2 homers. Runners in scoring position, 2 out. He has not been able to shut the door. 5 for 15 with a homer. That's .333. First time through the lineup for him, .235. Then it gets a little weary. And that's the thing with Cobb. For some reason, maybe not as fast. The ball just doesn't travel the way he wants it to. That second time through, .310 with 2 home runs. And the third time through, .385 with 1 home run. So he pitches better than his numbers, and that's one thing we can guarantee you today. All right, for the Pirates today, they go with another young pitcher, and this is a very young team, 26-year-old Mitch Keller, 6'2", 220. Lifetime is 9-22. It's only his 52nd Major League game and his 50th Major League start. He's 2-5 on the year with a .507 earned run average. And that whip, which the Giants like, 1.49. 2 games in June, like Alex Wood on Saturday, he's going in the right direction. 11 1/3 innings, 11 hits, 3 runs, no homers, 3 walks and 9 strikeouts. So that's pretty good pitching as of late in June. All right, 12 games for him, 10 starts, so he's a little bit of a swing man too. 2 solos of the 6 home runs, but he's only given up 6 in 55 innings. 59 hits, it's pretty good. 23 walks and 46 strikeouts, that's 2-1, so maybe the command is not that great. Batting average against, .271 for him. Lefties, 26 for 98. .265 doesn't make much of a difference. 2 homers, and the righties are 33 for 120. .275 with 4 homers. Of the 6 homers, 2 are solo shots, so I guess if you get people on base, you may be able to do some damage against them. Like Alex Cobb, if you put that first pitch in play, I'm seeing so much more of this recently, 9 for 25. That's .360. And I guess pitchers want to get ahead, and hitters are ready to hit if they get the pitch they can drive with 1 homer there. Runners in scoring position, as I said, maybe a little trouble for him, .273. And he tightens it up with 2 out, .250, 6 for 24. As a starter, his OPS is .755, which is a fairly big number. First time through the order, and this is where you got to get him, 33 for 94, a .935 OPS. That's a big number with 2 homers. He tightens it up the second time through, 17 for 89. With 3 homers, that's a .577 OPS, which is very good. Third time through, 9 for 35 with a homer. .773 is the OPS, which is a decent number. So first time through, you want to get him. Second time through, it looks like he tightens up a little bit as he figures it out. Belt 1 for 3. Casale 1 for 2. Craw 2 for 4. Longoria 2 for 5. Jock Peterson 0 for 4, Ruff 0 for 2, Slater 0 for 2, and Yaz 0 for 3. So they haven't done a lot of damage against Mitch Keller. I remember seeing him against the Giants, I think it was last year. In baseball today, it is Sunday baseball. Philadelphia and Washington, Eflin and Tetrault there. St. Louis at Boston, Pallante and Pivetta there. Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Hauser, he's been in trouble lately, and Minor for Cincinnati, just trying to get his bearings back as his third or fourth start of the year. The game of the day, I think, is in New York, Miami, and the Mets. Bassett for the Mets, he pitches great at home, not good on the road, and Alcantara may be the best pitcher right now in the National League. Atlanta and the Cubs, Nick Anderson, Giants will not see him in this four-game series that starts tomorrow. Hendricks for the Cubs. San Diego and Colorado, Blake Snell, a little better in his last start. Sensatella at home there. Cleveland at L.A., Shane Bieber. And Andrew Haney comes off the injured list. The Dodgers need another pitcher, and Haney hasn't pitched in a while. He comes off the IL to pitch for the Dodgers on Sunday. And Minnesota at Arizona, Chris Archer, my God, where has he gone? And Merrill Kelly, one of the better pitchers for Arizona there. So that is Sunday baseball. Alex Cobb for the Giants and Mitch Keller. That is our Perry's preview for today. All right, more coming up. The professor, Ron Wotus, our favorite, will join us next on this Sunday morning and talk a little ball with him. All this coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.